The Judds, Naomi, Wyoming, Wyona.
Wynonna and Naomi. And Naomi.
I'm nervous.
Of course, and you know what? They have a kind of a scared look on their faces as they're walking in.
Don't be afraid. Well, you know, be hesitant. You can be hesitant, but don't be afraid. We don't operate in fear.
Are you bringing out the vinyl? Do you know putting my record out on vinyl? Dang it.
Are you?
That's
all.
That's Patrick's collection. Seriously, if it's not there, it's Patrick's.
I'm putting my new record out on vinyl.
Are you really?
Know that. Bringing back vinyl. How cool is that?
Y'all grab a microphone. We're on, actually. We're on. Okay, we're here.
How are you?
Okay, we're doing the hug thing first.
Good Lord. Hi there.
Here, grab a microphone. I'll get my hugs on the way out. I promise.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, we'll do that on the way out. How are you, gals?
You kids. How long do you stay in here? Because I would have a heart attack if I had to be in this darkness.
In a bad way?
Like, I really would. I would literally have to blast a window through there.
Why? But when you have a vibe, and we're, you know.
Your vibe is so good, and it smells so good, and it looks really good.
Look,
here's the deal. Having been through the darkness, what got me out of it was the light. And that's really heavy. And let's just start off with a spiritual moment of peace, love, and harmony.
Okay. Well, did you know, though, why? Behind these walls are scriptures written on all these walls.
No.
And on
every
that wall,
single one of them.
And
yeah.
This is like the womb. When I go to this spa, you have to go down in this elevator and you go down into this space that's just like this and it's peaceful. And I get it. Because when I came in, I got a good vibe.
We worked in all the high-rise buildings and all that kind of stuff in the past, and it's just, it always felt like whenever you were going to a radio studio that you were going to have your teeth cleaned. It always felt like a dentist's office or you had an eye exam or something like that. So we said, you know what, let's just build it to where somewhere that we would want to hang out for hours and hours.
That makes total sense.
It kind of feels a little bit like a bar.
It does.
You know?
So how excited are you guys to see my mom?
Very.
Super.
Very excited to see both of you.
Well, wait till you see my feathers. I'm going to have dresses with a lot of ostrich feathers.
Really?
So yes. I tweeted our very first photo at Wynonna Music. I tweeted it and people are going crazy.
Is it?
I'm not a technical person. I don't have a computer, but this thing is my... Between me and the fans and that third and fourth generation of Judd heads. You guys are doing a show? Oh my gosh, I've never seen you live. I have to come see the show. They're so cute on here. They're like having a little
I follow you on Twitter.
Party.
I couldn't handle it. It was too much. Some people are they
vampires.
They're weird. But some people are odd. Way
some?
Too odd. Yeah, some.
I you know when I first started using the block button, I would say a couple of months ago. Because you're right, after Dancing with the Stars, I started getting all the, you're this, you're that. I just started to send stuff out, but I don't normally take on. Because here's the deal. I got in music with you at 18, and she told me one time, you may be the only Bible someone ever reads. Hey, no pressure. I went into people-pleasing 101, and now that I'm in recovery for perfectionism and people-pleasing, this was really hard. And you know who's the same way and who's got a heart of gold is Charlie Daniels. And I told him at volunteer jam, I said, you once gave me a really good piece of advice. Never look at the empty seats. I'll never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I love about doing this show, for instance, we're not coming out with all the bells and whistles just right away. We're going to come out and maybe do something that they're not expecting, which is authentic.
Punk rock.
Yeah, we're gonna do some pyro, and Mom's gonna come out in a headdress, and the Thunder Down Under guys are gonna carry her.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. You know, I think it's interesting though with the don't look at the empty seats because that goes with any business that you do. Don't look at the ones that aren't there. Look at the ones who are there and find a way to super serve them, and they're gonna spread the gospel
of
whatever you do.
The glass is half full.
Yeah,
and it's taken me a 35-year career. Thank you, God and fans. I just have to wake up every day, and this sounds so corny, I'm turning into my mother right here. Instead of, oh God, it's morning, it's good morning, God. And what do I get to do today? And I woke up this morning, I felt totally overwhelmed. We haven't done interviews in 5 years, and I got in the car and I cried, and then I said...
You cried before you came
because,
here?
Okay, what do you do when you're going home for Thanksgiving dinner and you haven't seen your mom in 5 years? Come on. That's emotional.
Do you find that you are almost speechless and shocked because we're so hot?
Yes.
Well, is it? The fact that you're wearing so little is a little intimidating, but I like it. I like it.
You're
like
right.
I can see that you have a shirt on, but
I know you do, baby.
Something's going on down below. I don't know.
Lots of things going on.
Spandex.
Lots of things.
Lycra.
Lycra.
He's got it all.
Hey, the Judds are with us. Love them. We'll talk about the Vegas shows and music. And love and peace and scriptures and haircuts and feathery outfits and more. Don't you dare miss it. It's on the way next. The Judds joining us. Did you need to talk to her? Go ahead.
You want to talk to her on the air or off the air?
Well, I was just all of a sudden I just had this flashback. It was actually the last show that we did 5 years ago. And there was a guy, I'm going to say, he had white perfect hair, kind of like George Jones did, you know?
Yeah.
You could tell that he had his own bottle of hairspray, the super spray.
Right.
So he's sitting there with his little wife, and she is just grooving and snapping her fingers and moving her butt around in the seat and all that. And he was just staring at us. And I said, "Do you know who we are?" And he said, "I think you're sisters." And I said, "No, we're mother daughter." And he said, "Well, golly, you're doing good, Mom." I said, "Gee, thanks a lot." And then I said, "I've got a fresh $100 bill right here," and I pulled it out of my bra because I always keep a $100 bill down in my bra so the security guy at the hotel that walks his – when this guy walks me to my hotel after the show, I always tip him $100.
Uh-huh.
I've also got a breath mint and half a tuna sandwich for a little snack. But anyway – I said to this guy, "I will give you this fresh $100 bill. It's yours.
It's not
if
fresh.
If you can tell me. It's warm and toasty.
It's been next to the breath mint, so it might be fresh."
What I mean is it's got her perfume on it.
I said, it's a little warm and toasty, and I'm going to give it to you if you can tell me one of our songs. And he kind of looked around. Remember what he said?
No, but I remember
the moment. He said, "Brick House." True story.
Wow. We're so excited about the shows in Vegas that you guys are doing. And I started looking at, we have the set list. I don't know why do we even have the set list? I don't know why we have
this.
They
sent it out because they wanted people to know that we were for real.
Oh, that you're really doing this? Not a thing.
Yes.
First off, you guys are singing a lot.
I've got to remember all these words, and how am I going to pull this off? While she's doing wardrobe changes, I've got to stay stationary and hold the fort down
right.
While she's twirling. And I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Is that what you're worried about, remembering lyrics?
No, she's just talking about holding court while her mom disappears to go and change.
And twirl. See, Mom gets to twirl and be cute and sweet and funny. And I
run
to
out and play a game of Keno.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, she's turning right in front of us.
And I'm over there going, "Grandpa."
Yeah.
Snake eyes. Come on, baby. Come on.
So red or black? What are we betting
black.
On right now? Going okay. Black. Going
yeah,
on black. All right.
It works really? For me in the past. Mama needs a new pair of Prada. Come on.
if they want to get tickets, do they just contact the? Is it
I
the
can
Venetian?
Give you Ashley's cell number.
Okay, that works. Hello.
Either that, or you can pull a tooth and put it under your pillow, and the next morning there will be two tickets.
Really?
Yes.
Right. Good to know.
Oh, here's I get the number. It's a toll free 1-866-641-7469. You're never going
if
to remember
that.
We are
going to post it on Venetian. Our Facebook. We'll tweet it. We'll do all that.
If they're molars, they're
you get four.
up front.
Meet and greets.
Oh,
molars for meet and greets.
Molars for meet and greets.
Put your whole dang false teeth set.
That is awesome.
Man, you're going to have all these people come back there going, "I didn't know me, y'all. Well, y'all did. Love can be able to breathe the best ever." Hey, the Judds are with us. We'll talk some music. And hey, we have a surprise for you guys. It's a big surprise.
I hate surprises.
We do not have a surprise.
When a guy says that to me, I'm like, out of the car.
Bless her heart. She's lived with my surprise all her life.
Our surprises are good, though.
You promise?
We promise.
This is like, no, it's not a huge surprise. But
is it livestock?
No livestock.
Okay. No, it's not.
All right.
Stop guessing. You're getting close. We'll talk with the Judds more coming up next. Hey, the Judds are joining us. By the way, the Vegas shows, you can go to Venetian.com or just Google Judd's Vegas and you'll get it, right?
Just Google Judd.
You'll and it get pops it there. Up. We got links on our site too, BigDandBubba.com.
And we'll tweet and all that.
All right, so you guys, thank you. By the way, hey, Patrick, they signed your records.
So I don't have words.
You owe money, dude.
So they signed the how old? When was this? These we
don't
have
say the word old.
These are classic. Vintage.
How classic?
What year did these out? Were these albums come out?
I can tell by the hairstyle.
I reckon it was about 1895.
This was PV, pre-veneers. One was...
That's before...
Couldn't afford a wardrobe assistant. Okay.
That's before Al Gore invented the internet.
I think in the... I'm going to go with the 80s.
No.
I never know.
Is it that far back? It's not that far back, is it?
It is.
Wow.
I'm playing a little of the record now.
Any man I've known. I sound like I'm 12.
Do you find, is it hard to listen? Do you not like listening to yourself?
I don't listen to myself, except for the masters recently for the new album. I don't listen to myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because obviously you have a very pretty voice.
I don't. I just have so much I want to listen to, and I just don't. I listen to my sheroes and heroes. And I will say, though, I've enjoyed revisiting the herstory of the Judd music because it reestablishes my faith in, as crazy as the music business can get, that a duo from Kentucky can break out at a time when Urban Cowboy was the deal. It reminds me that being unique is really the key.
I don't think there's any, and I think I've even tweeted this out to you before. To me, there's no better country sound than the Judds. It's a clean sound. There's a real... it's just clean. I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
There's like a pure, clean, all these other adjectives.
There's something.
Know, yeah.
It is cleaning, and you're absolutely right, because we didn't... Here's the deal. Less is more, I think, with us. When we went in, we had a guitar player, pedal steel. I think we added drums. Otherwise, it was pretty stark, and what you heard were the voices, and the voices took up all the space, so you're right about that.
Aside from the music, what I find fascinating is how sometimes you act like your mom, and sometimes your mom acts like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always felt responsible for her. I have a picture of me at 3, and sometimes I look at it and just cry because I'm like doing dishes and helping my mom. That's been my life since I was 3. Yeah, I have a womb that won't quit. I just want to nurture everybody. Everyone, come to me on Twitter with all of your issues.
Well, Patrick is broken.
I am bringing him in here, and I will bring him back to life.
You've got to fix Patrick. He dates these girls, and then they have a great time. And
he's
then
shaking his head.
He
no.
never.
It's all true, Sam.
And then
it's
he never. True. They never call him back. He texts them.
He's like, these are great dates, and then never date two.
Okay, you want to hear this? You want to hear this? Because I'm dealing with this right now. You just listen, because this is for free. You meet where you are. You meet the people where you're at. So the healthier you get, the healthier you're going to attract.
A good shower wouldn't hurt anything either.
Yeah.
There she is.
Thank you, Miss Naomi. Thank you.
Hey, Naomi.
And you know what? I wouldn't wear those Crocs. If you are going to wear them, I would maybe wear clean socks.
Okay.
Hey, Naomi, do you have $100 in your bra right now?
I don't, because I'm not wearing
a
bra.
She can't reach down.
I'm so turned on and disgusted at the same time.
All right, look, you want to go and see them. You want to see the Judds live. That's right. Not just one, not
what
the other.
You're digging in there.
Judds.
Do you have anything in
chicken.
There?
Chicken.
Chicken just to see.
Is there a tuna sandwich? What all is in there?
Well, I have on this little T-shirt thing, so I've only got a 50.
Please tell me that you guys are going to do magic and comedy.
Hey, that's a good idea. She could do balloon animals.
Yes.
And I bet I can make you disappear.
That's another snake.
Yes.
The Judds, they're back, and they're amazing, and they're great, and they're good people.
They're amazing.
And they are weird sometimes. They will
make unlike your family.
They will make you. My family isn't weird. You're the weirdest people I know.
And you're going to pay to see it.
She's so adorable.
Welcome to my world.
And now I'm going to pull something out of my bra.
It's a rabbit.
It's a rabbit out of Naomi's bosom. That's what she would say. She would say bosom.
God, we have kids.
We do
right?
have kids. Yes.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, we have kids.
Well, good luck.
No, thank you.
The Judds.
The Judds. And get all the info again, bigdandbubba.com.